Hey family, King Caruso here, your Black History buff. Real quick, before the show starts, I just wanted to let you know that rather than running an ad for some random product, I've decided to bet on myself and use this spot to ask you to join me on Patreon. By joining, you'll help keep the podcast ad light, support the work that I do, and help me build a community away from the algorithms. And guess what? You can join for free. So if that sounds good, head over to Patreon and search for Black History Buff, or just check the link in the description. All right, I'm done. Now, let's jump into today's episode. How did a small African nation, surrounded by empires hungry for power, manage to stand toe to toe with one of the most ambitious colonial forces in Europe? What happened when an ancient kingdom, unwilling to bow, met a modern army on the battlefield? This is the story of the Battle of Adwa, a tale of resilience, strategy, and destiny. It is the story of Ethiopia, the one African nation that shattered the myth of European invincibility at the height of the colonial era. Welcome to the Black History Buff podcast. Today, we'll explore the key characters who shaped this event: Emperor Menelik II, Empress Tatubetl, the Italian general Barrettieri, and even the Eritrean Askari, caught between two worlds. Each of their stories is woven into the fabric of this pivotal moment. By the end of our journey, we'll know not just how the battle was fought, but why it mattered then and now. By the late 19th century, Africa was in the midst of a frenzy known as the Scramble for Africa. European powers, driven by dreams of empire, were carving up the continent like it was a cake. For Italy, relatively new to the game, the Horn of Africa represented its gateway to colonial prestige. In 1889, Italy signed the Treaty of Ucale with Emperor Menelik II of Ethiopia. On the surface, the treaty promised friendship and alliance. However, there were two versions of the treaty, one in Italian and one in Amharic. In the Italian version, Ethiopia was presented as a protectorate under Italian rule, effectively placing Ethiopia under Italian control. Meanwhile, the Amharic version stated no such thing. Instead, it upheld Ethiopia's sovereignty with terms that merely indicated cooperation and friendship. When Menelik discovered the deceit, a confrontation became inevitable. This was more than a clash of armies. It was a battle for identity, dignity, and the right to remain independent in a rapidly changing world. Menelik did not hesitate. He called for mobilization, uniting Ethiopia's often fragmented regional forces under one banner. From the highlands to the arid plains, warriors rallied to defend their nation. Menelik's resolve and vision set the stage for the war to come. Before we get to the battle itself, let's meet the people who made it happen. Born as Sala Mariam in 1844, Menelik's early life was marked by struggle. He was taken captive as a political hostage, but eventually escaped, reclaiming his place as ruler of Shewa. Menelik was a man who understood both tradition and progress, skillfully navigating between the old ways of Ethiopia and the new demands of a modern world. As emperor, he forged alliances and acquired modern weaponry from France and Russia, recognizing that Ethiopia's survival depended on matching European firepower. Menelik was not only a ruler, but also a unifier. Under his leadership, Ethiopia's diverse cultures came together for a common cause. By the time Italy began advancing, Menelik was ready, not just with an army, but with a united people. Empress Tatubetl was a formidable leader in her own right, sharp, resourceful, and fiercely protective of Ethiopia's sovereignty. Born into a noble family, Tatubetl married Menelik and became his most trusted advisor. She was instrumental in crafting key strategies at Adwa, including the plan to deprive Italian forces of water, a critical move that weakened their resolve. Her strength inspired those around her, and she commanded her own contingent of troops. Beyond the battlefield, Taitu played a crucial role in shaping Ethiopia's political landscape and was pivotal in the founding of Addis Ababa, a symbol of a modern, sovereign Ethiopia. General Oreste Baratieri was a seasoned officer, tasked with expanding Italy's colonial ambitions. Baratieri had seen success in other campaigns, which led to his appointment as governor of Italy's East African territories. Yet Ethiopia presented a different challenge altogether. Baratieri was initially reluctant to engage in direct conflict with Menelik's forces, understanding the difficulty of the task ahead. Despite his hesitation, he was pushed by political pressure from Rome to deliver a swift victory, securing Italy's colonial foothold. This pressure led him into conflict, despite his reservations, setting the stage for the confrontation at Adwa. The Eritrean Askari were soldiers recruited from Italy's colonial territories. Many were conscripts, caught in a conflict that was not entirely their own. They fought alongside Italian forces, often treated as second-class soldiers despite their crucial role. For the Askari, the Battle of Adwa was a complex struggle, a fight against fellow Africans, a struggle for survival, and a symbol of the complicated nature of colonial loyalty. Imagine being forced to march under a foreign flag against people who shared your heritage. The Askari lived through an impossible conflict, torn by loyalty, survival, and circumstance. But what became of these figures after the dust of Adwa settled? We'll return to their fates later. First, let's explore how the battle unfolded. The night before the battle, tension hung thick in the air. On the 29th of February, 1896, General Baratieri finally made his move, leading his brigades into the mountainous terrain around Adwa. His plan was to surprise Menelik's forces, but he was the one who would be caught off guard. The Ethiopian forces, numbering over 100,000, had anticipated his move. They were ready. At dawn, Menelik ordered the attack. The Ethiopian army, divided into three main divisions, advanced with precision, surrounding the Italians. The sound of rifle fire echoed through the valleys, mingling with the battle cries of warriors. Ras Makonnen, Ras Alula, and other key generals led their men skillfully, pressing the Italians from all sides. The Italian troops, struggling with difficult terrain and poor communication, quickly fell into disarray. The Eritrean Askari, realizing the futility of their situation, began to defect or retreat. By midday, it was over. Ethiopian forces had overwhelmed the Italians, capturing thousands and killing many more. General Baratieri fled the battlefield, leaving his men to face the dire consequences of his poor judgment. The aftermath of Adwa was profound. Over 6,000 Italian soldiers lay dead, and thousands more were taken prisoner. The news of the defeat. Hey family, I hope you're enjoying the episode so far. Yes, this is an ad, but it's an ad for me. I forgot to mention at the start of the episode that along with Patreon, I also have a newsletter that you can join for free. Isn't it refreshing to get an ad for free stuff for once? The newsletter is something I set up to keep in touch with like-minded people who don't love being glued to apps, but still want to keep up to date with what's going on through the good old written word, you know, like our ancestors did back in the 90s. You can find a link to join in the description. Okay, I'm out. Thanks for sticking around. I appreciate you, and please enjoy the rest of the show. Sent shockwaves through Italy, leading to the resignation of Prime Minister Francesco Crispi. Italy was forced to recognize Ethiopia's sovereignty in the Treaty of Addis Ababa later that year, a rare and humiliating concession for a European power during the scramble for Africa. For Ethiopia, the victory at Adwa was more than just a military success. It was a declaration to the world. It solidified Menelik's power internally and showed that Africa was not a passive prize to be claimed. The ripple effects were felt across the continent, inspiring anti-colonial movements and fueling the hope that resistance was possible. But Italy's ambitions in Ethiopia did not end there. Decades later, under Benito Mussolini's fascist regime, Italy sought to avenge the humiliation of Adwa. In 1935, Italy invaded Ethiopia again, with Rodolfo Graziani leading brutal campaigns marked by atrocities, including the use of chemical weapons and massacres of the Ethiopian people. Graziani, infamous as the Butcher of Ethiopia, embodied the dark drive for vengeance that Mussolini sought. Despite Italy's temporary success during the Second Italo-Ethiopian War, Ethiopian resistance remained strong, and eventually, with international support, Ethiopia regained its independence during World War II. The legacy of Adwa continued to inspire resistance, ensuring that Ethiopia would not be easily subdued. Before we move forward, I want to take a moment to acknowledge the lives lost on both sides of this battle. Husbands, fathers, sons, and brothers. Many of those fighting under the banner of Italian forces were, in fact, Eritrean conscripts. As is often the case with colonial conflicts in Africa, the meddling of European powers led directly to the suffering and deaths of countless Africans, caught in battles instigated by foreign powers, dictating the course of their lives from distant lands. What happened to the key figures after Adwa? Let's take a look. The stories of the men and women who fought at Adwa did not end with the battle. Their lives took different paths, shaped by both the triumph and the challenges that followed each of them, carried the weight of Adwa's legacy in a unique way. And through their actions, the memory of that historic day lived on. After the victory at Adwa, Emperor Menelik II's stature as a leader of African resistance was cemented. However, the victory also took a toll on his health. Despite his declining condition, Menelik continued to lead Ethiopia, overseeing the modernization of infrastructure, building roads, bridges, and modernizing administration. He remained a symbol of Ethiopian resilience until his death in 1913. His legacy endures as the emperor who preserved Ethiopia's sovereignty during an era of intense colonial conquest. Empress Tetubetu remained a formidable figure after Adwa. She continued to exert influence in Ethiopian politics, especially as Menelik's health declined. Her vision helped shape Addis Ababa, which became the thriving capital of Ethiopia. Taitu eventually retired from public life, but remained highly respected until her death in 1918. Known for her unyielding strength and leadership, Taitu is remembered as a co-architect of Ethiopian independence. General Barrettieri returned to Italy in disgrace. He was court-martialed for his poor leadership during the Battle of Adwa, and though he was eventually acquitted, his reputation was forever tarnished. Barrettieri blamed political pressure from Rome and the challenging conditions on the ground for his failure, but the court noted his gross mismanagement of troops, underestimation of the terrain, and his decision to flee the battlefield. Following his acquittal, he lived in relative obscurity, his name synonymous with military failure, haunted by the disastrous defeat. The Eritrean Askari who survived faced a complex aftermath. Despite their pivotal role in the battle, they continued to be seen as expendable by their Italian commanders. Their involvement in Adwa, fighting against fellow Africans under a colonial banner, left a legacy of mixed loyalties and a troubled identity. Many Askari continued to serve Italy in subsequent campaigns, but the memory of Adwa lingered as a reminder of the sacrifices they made in a conflict not of their choosing. Eritrea remained under Italian rule until World War II, when new opportunities for self-determination finally emerged. Ras Makonnen, one of the heroes of Adwa, played an instrumental role in consolidating Menelik's rule after the victory. As a seasoned commander, Ras Makonnen's courage and military skill were critical during the battle. His ability to inspire and lead men from diverse regions was key in maintaining cohesion under Menelik's banner. He was a trusted military leader and statesman, deeply involved in Ethiopia's modernization efforts. His diplomatic missions to secure arms and maintain foreign relations were crucial for Ethiopia's continued sovereignty. His tireless work in diplomacy and military strategy ensured that Ethiopia remained one of the few African nations to resist colonial rule. Ras Makonnen is also remembered as the father of Haile Selassie I, who would later lead Ethiopia during another defining moment in its history, resisting fascist Italy's invasion in 1935. Haile Selassie would go on to personify Ethiopia's defiance, much like his father had, ensuring that the story of Ethiopian resilience against imperial aggression would resonate for generations to come. Ras Makonnen passed away in 1906, but his legacy lived on through his son, who embodied his father's vision of a strong and independent Ethiopia. The Battle of Adwa was a turning point, not just for Ethiopia, but for the entire colonial world. It proved that European armies were not invincible and that the will of a united people could overcome the ambitions of an empire. Today, Adwa is celebrated in Ethiopia as a symbol of pride, resistance, and the enduring fight for sovereignty. As we reflect on this incredible story, let us remember the power of unity, the importance of leadership, and the courage it takes to defy the odds. Ethiopia's victory at Adwa remains a beacon for all those who fight against oppression. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with others, support our podcast, and join us next time as we uncover more stories of resilience, strength, and history. If you'd like to support the podcast further and help us continue bringing you stories like this, please consider joining us on Patreon. Your support means the world and helps keep these stories alive.
Hey, you stay till the end credits like only the smartest of people do. Listen, if you stuck around this long, you sound like the kind of person who might really enjoy my Patreon. Over there, you'll get access to hundreds of ad-free posts, early access to videos and recordings, bonus content, and whatever else I can think of to add value to your life. And you can join for free. Plus, if you join a paid tier, you'll get your name in the end credits of videos and that warm, fuzzy feeling of knowing that you're helping me make the show bigger and better. You can find me by searching for Black History Buff on Patreon or by using the link in the description. That's it. I'm done. Thank you so much for staying with me, and I hope you'll stick around for more episodes and share them with your friends. Till next time, stay blessed.